This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office Thursday night on the Israel-Hamas conflict, as well as Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement was made after President Biden's brief trip to Tel Aviv to demonstrate Washington's support of Israel after the October 7th attack on southern Israel by the Palestinian militant group Hamas that killed 1,400 people. Hamas blames Israel for Tuesday's devastating explosion at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds of Palestinians. Israel, however, places the blame on the group Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which denies the accusation. In Lebanon, few doubt Israel's responsibility, and protesters have been expressing their rage at the U.S. Embassy as Israel's main backer. Jacob Russell reports from Beirut.
After the strike, the Lebanese militant political group Hezbollah called for a day of rage in Lebanon and across the region. Lebanese security forces used tear gas to disperse protesters who threw Molotov cocktails and caused a fire that was later contained. On Wednesday, hundreds of protesters returned to the embassy where they were kept far from the perimeter and again met with tear gas and water cannon. VOA News saw injuries amongst protesters and another fire breakout, although not within the embassy compound. Many in Lebanon have watched with increasing anger as civilian casualties in Gaza mount and few Western governments call for Israeli restraint. At the same time, Hezbollah and the Israeli military have traded fire on the border, threatening to drag Lebanon and the wider region into a potentially devastating war. Jacob Russell, VOA News, Beirut.
President Joe Biden said he had candid discussions with Israeli leaders Wednesday as they conduct military strikes that have taken more than 3,000 lives in Gaza in response to the October 7th attack. This is VOA News. Biden told reporters aboard Air Force One that while Israel has been badly victimized, the country has an opportunity to relieve the suffering of innocent civilians in Gaza who have nowhere to go.
And my point to everyone is, look, if you have an opportunity to alleviate the pain, you should do it, period. And if you don't, you're going to lose credibility worldwide. And I think everyone understands that.
Biden said Egypt has agreed to open its Rafah border with Gaza to initially allow 20 trucks of aid to be received and managed by UN groups. He warned the deliveries will end if Hamas blocks or confiscates the aid. Biden said the trucks would likely cross on Friday after badly damaged roads near the crossing have been repaired. Authorities in Russia have detained a Russian-American journalist on charges of failing to register as a foreign agent. Also, Kumashiva, who works for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, traveled to Russia in May from her home in Prague, Czech Republic, due to a family emergency. She was detained and her two passports seized as she was about to fly back to Prague in June. RFERL says Kumashiva was fined for her failure to notify Russian authorities of her U.S. citizenship. The agency says Kumashiva was waiting for her documents to be returned when she was detained on fresh charges Wednesday. RFERL Acting President Jeffrey Gedman issued a statement calling for Kumashiva's immediate release. RFERL, like VOA, is an independent news organization that is part of the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Kumashiva is the second U.S. journalist to be held by Russia in recent months. Evan Gerskovich, a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, has been detained since March on accusations of spying. China's biggest private property developer is in default after missing a Wednesday deadline on a $15 million interest payment. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
As is standard in such contracts, non-payment would trigger cross defaults in other country garden bonds, and the company has almost $11 billion of offshore bonds. Country Garden reiterated on Wednesday that it doesn't expect to meet all of its offshore debt obligations and hopes to seek a holistic solution to its difficulties. Its statement did not directly address the question of whether there had been a default. Scores of other Chinese property developers have defaulted since 2021, when the government introduced new rules to control how much they could borrow. The sector's prolonged woes have dragged on the world's second biggest economy, often rattling global financial markets.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.